So as most of you know, we have four daughters, and we have an interesting dynamic that happens in our house, and maybe you parents out there can identify that. Even if your kids are out of the house, maybe you can identify this. So here's what happens in two different situations, and it's happened multiple times, where my daughters will either want to buy something or want to do something. And they go to mom first for some reason. I guess she must be the boss of the house. And she'll say no. Does anybody know where this is going? Then they come to dad and ask the same thing. And I'm like, no. Your mom said no. The answer is no. Well, I'll do this or I'll do that if you just let us get this or do this. Whatever this is. No, your mom said no, no, no. A couple more questions, a couple more things they'll promise to do. I'll clean your bathroom. I start to weaken. We'll get you something from Culver's. And I eventually cave. And part of the reason being, because I just want them to stop bothering me. Can anybody identify with this? Fathers. Well, this is what we see in this parable today that Jesus tells. And it's in Luke chapter 18. We see somebody being persistent. So let's take a look at this. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain day there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And this is the gospel of our Lord. All right, so let's break this parable down here. There are two people in this parable, and the first one is the unjust judge. And Jesus chooses to call him that for a reason. So this guy, this judge, doesn't fear God. He doesn't honor God. He doesn't respect God. He doesn't believe in God. And not only that, he doesn't care about people either. So he's not the kind of judge that's going to really care about what you're talking about. So this is who the guy is. This is who this judge is. And then the second person we're introduced to here is a widow. She wanted justice. She had been wronged in some way. And being a widow in those days was not a good thing. Because the literal meaning of the word there, widow, meant that she lost her legal protector, her husband. So she wouldn't have any assets to, you know, maybe bribe her way to justice. She had no other recourse than to go to this judge who just happens to be unjust. He denies her request. She comes back, denies it, denies it, denies the request, denies the request. You know, kind of like me with my daughters. And eventually, he gives in and says, so she stops bothering me. I'm going to just give her what she wants. And then Jesus says, if this unjust judge gives this request to this widow, how much more, that's the title of this message, will God give you? And so what is Jesus saying here? It's pretty simple. In fact, Luke tells us what it means. It means, this is the point of the parable, be persistent in your prayers. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't grow weary. That's the point of this parable. You know, it can be wearisome and discouraging sometimes, right? Being disciples of Christ in a hostile world, a world that is filled with heartache and heartbreaks, afflictions and ailments, sadness and suffering. It's not easy being a Christian. Instead, we are called to endure. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Endure through all those heartaches and heartbreaks and afflictions and ailments. And don't give up praying to God. And like I mentioned before, this is one of those how much more parables. Jesus uses this phrase a lot when he's teaching in parables. In Matthew chapter 7, he's talking about prayer specifically, and he uses an example of how a father will give his child what he needs. And then he says, how much more will our Father in heaven give us to those who ask him? How much more? So back to this persistent prayer thing. Let's talk about prayer here for a couple minutes. How often have you felt like this, the widow in this parable? Weak and helpless, seeking answers and justice from God. In hard times, when we go through these hard times, we know we should pray. We Christians know that, right? In hard and good times, we know we should pray. When things beyond our control take over our lives or cause destruction and pain, we have a God who invites us to pray to him and talk to him about it. This is how amazing our God is. He wants to have a relationship with us. And he doesn't want it to just be one way. And when we are the ones suffering, you know, we may have family or friends telling us to pray that God has a plan. And they might tell you what a great comfort it is that we can take all of our cares to God. But when you have hit rock bottom, it may be difficult to see the point of prayer because you have been praying and nothing is getting better. Have you ever been there? You know, we have a Savior who has experienced every single emotion that you and I have experienced in this world. He understands. And he is the one who's inviting you to pray to him, directly to him. So what is prayer? Well, I got the simple definition here on the screen for you. Prayer is simply speaking with God in words and thoughts. That's what it is. You don't have to hold a theology degree to pray to God. You don't have to use big words. It's simply speaking with God in words and thoughts. So why should you pray? A couple reasons here. First of all, God commands it. He not only invites us to do it, he commands us to do it. In 1 Thessalonians, you heard Megan read it to the kids. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Doesn't say give thanks in all good circumstances. It says give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Scripture's clear. We should pray to God. Second reason, God promises to hear our prayers so we can approach him in confidence. Matthew 21, Jesus says, ask whatever you ask in prayer, you will see, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And then the third thing, God tells us in his word, the words to pray. Has anybody ever struggled with something to pray? I don't know what to pray about. Well, God's word gives us words to pray. Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, which we say every Sunday. Jesus, when he was on earth, prayed the Psalms. It's a great thing for all of us to pray. Just open up and read a psalm. That's a prayer. The Holy Spirit works through that, whatever you're going through. Jesus prayed the Psalms when he was on earth. Right before he died on the cross, Jesus prayed Psalm 31:5, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. That's the rest of that verse. So what do we pray about? Who remembers to praise and adore God in their prayers? In Psalm 136, it says, I will extol you, or 145, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. This is something we can pray for. We can pray confession of our sins. We can confess to God all those ways. Psalm 51 is a great one to go to. This is a psalm that David wrote after he got busted committing adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. It's a great prayer when you're confessing your sins. And then we have those prayers where we can ask. And this is typically what we're good at, right? We're good at asking God for stuff, requests, and praying for others. We are told to do that, though. Incline your ear, Psalm 86 says, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord. We ask for stuff. We pray for others in our lives. And then finally, thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sometimes we forget to thank God for the blessings we have received in our lives. So the next question I have here this morning is, does God really hear our prayers? I can tell you with confidence that yes, God hears every single one of your prayers, and he answers them. But here's the problem with us. Sometimes we get confused on this because the prayer wasn't answered the way we wanted it to be answered, and or in the time frame we wanted it answered in. Am I right? So we think God isn't listening. He's listening and he answers. You may sometimes think that God isn't listening because you didn't get what you asked for. And sometimes we don't get what we asked for, but you can be assured of one thing, that God is giving you what you need. Do you get that? We don't always get what we want, but God gives us what we need. When we do experience trials and hardships in our lives, our reaction is to pray to God to remove it, right? If we are going through something bad in life and we pray, God, remove this from my life. You know what? Sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. We can't always know the ways of God because he is God and we are not. He sometimes allows us to go through a trial or hardship and doesn't take it away. And then Jesus asks an interesting question at the end of this, after he says this parable. He says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? On that day, when he comes, there will be only two kinds of people, believers and unbelievers. That's it. No in between, no gray area. Believers, unbelievers. So I ask you, do you believe God is an unjust judge or a loving, gracious, merciful, benevolent Father? If you believe in the benevolent Father, you can wait with patience and hope that he will give you justice and answer your prayers with what you need. You can be assured of that. He cares about you very much. And what we all need is Jesus. And it's only Jesus, because of Jesus, that we can even have this kind of faith. This faith that was given to us in our baptisms. This gift. We can be certain that our prayers will be answered for Jesus' sake. Because of what Jesus did for us. You know, Jesus had some prayers denied by his Father. Remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying so hard? He was praying so intensely, persistently, that he was dropping blood? He was praying so hard? Because Jesus was fully human, fully God. The God part knew what was coming. And the human part was like, that's going to stink. And he's asking his Father, is there any other way? No. This has to be this way. Because the way to take care of sin in the Bible, it's always been the same. There has to be bloodshed. There has to be a life taken. So his Father did not take the cup away from him. And remember when Jesus was on that cross, he cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? The answer to that was deafening silence. There on that cross, Jesus received a cold shoulder from his Father. Because he was there in our place. And that right there, brothers and sisters in Christ, is the greatest proof that our Father will never give you the cold shoulder, because Jesus died on the cross for you. He hears every one of your prayers. Please hear that today. And gives you what you need, because he loves you that much. And you can take that to the bank and believe it. Amen.